आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय। द हेडलाइंस। थ्री न्यू क्रिमिनल लॉज कम इनटू फोर्स। एक्सटर्नल अफेयर्स मिस्टर एस जयशंकर मीट्स कतार प्राइम मिनिस्टर, रिव्यूज बायलैटरल रिलेशंस। इंडिया जॉइंस यूएन लेड कॉन्फ्रेंस इन अफगानिस्तान इन दोहा। आईएमडी इश्यूज ऑरेंज एंड रेड अलर्ट्स फॉर हैवी रेन इन नॉर्थ वेस्ट, ईस्ट एंड नॉर्थ ईस्ट इंडिया फॉर द नेक्स्ट 3 to 4 days। इंडियन इक्विटी मार्केट्स सर्ज नियरली 14% इन अप्रैल जून क्वार्टर ऑफ करंट फिस्कल, हाईएस्ट अमंग टॉप 10 स्टॉक मार्केट्स। इंडिया इनिशिएट्स एंटी डंपिंग प्रोब इनटू इंपोर्ट ऑफ ग्लास फाइबर फ्रॉम चाइना, थाईलैंड एंड बहरेन। एंड बीसीसीआई अनाउंसेस मैसिव प्राइस मनी ऑफ 125 crore rupees फॉर टीम इंडिया आफ्टर विनिंग T20 वर्ल्ड कप। द थ्री न्यू क्रिमिनल लॉज, भारतीय न्याय संहिता 2023, भारतीय नागरिक सुरक्षा संहिता 2023 एंड भारतीय साक्ष्य अधिनियम 2023 हैव कम इनटू फोर्स। द गवर्नमेंट ऑफ इंडिया हैज हेल्ड रेगुलर मीटिंग्स विद स्टेट्स एंड यूनियन टेरिटरीज एंड दे आर फुल्ली गियर्ड अप इन टर्म्स ऑफ टेक्नोलॉजी, कैपेसिटी बिल्डिंग एंड अवेयरनेस जनरेशन टू इम्प्लीमेंट द न्यू क्रिमिनल लॉज। वी हैव अ रिपोर्ट।
These bills were passed by the Parliament during the winter session last year. The new criminal laws mark a significant step towards empowering Indian citizens. These laws aim to create a more accessible, supportive and efficient justice system for everyone. The key provisions of the new criminal laws include reporting incidents online, filing the first information report at any police station, as well as the victims getting free copy of the FIR. Apart from this, in the event of an arrest, the individual has the right to inform a person of his choice about their situation. The new laws have also prioritized the investigations for offenses against women and children, ensuring timely completion within 2 months of recording information. In the new criminal laws, it has become mandatory for forensic experts to visit crime scenes for serious offenses and collect evidence. Summons can now be served electronically, expediting legal processes, reducing paperwork and ensuring efficient communication between all parties involved. With Durgesh and Anand, Tarpita Chaudhary, Akashvani News, Delhi.
To implement the new criminal laws, training of the police and investigating authorities have been done for a smooth transition into the system. Discussions and in-depth analysis have been covered through news bulletins, programs and discussions on social media platforms of Doordarshan and Akashvani, public awareness flyers, interaction programs, informational websites, ministerial level webinars have also been held. Additionally, mandatory inclusion of course modules in school and higher education institutes are also some of the steps taken. As the new criminal laws laid emphasis on technology in investigation, trial and court proceedings, National Crime Records Bureau, NCRB, has made 23 functional modifications in the existing crime and criminal tracking networks and systems, CCTNS application. It is also providing technical assistance to the states and UTs for seamless transition to the new system. Sources said that University Grants Commission, All India Council for Technical Education and CFIs, as well as all higher education institutions in states and union territories, will organize one-day activities today, which will include group discussions, workshops, question-answer sessions, quizzes on various provisions of the new criminal laws. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar met Prime Minister and Foreign Minister of Qatar, Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman bin Jassim Al Thani, in Doha. Dr. Jayashankar conveyed the greetings and warm wishes of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to the Amir of Qatar and the Prime Minister Al Thani. They reviewed the bilateral relationship focusing on political, trade, investment, energy, technology, culture and people-to-people ties. They also exchanged views on regional and global issues. Dr. Jayashankar appreciated Mr. Al Thani's sharing insights on the Gaza situation. The External Affairs Minister said he is looking forward to the further enhancement of India-Qatar relations and continued dialogue on issues of mutual interest. India has joined UN-led conference on Afghanistan, which began in Doha yesterday. India has been represented by Joint Secretary in the Ministry of External Affairs, J.P. Singh. India is among the 25 countries participating in the third UN-led conference in Afghanistan, looking to find ways to improve the lives of the Afghan people in the Taliban-ruled country. The meeting is significant as it is the first time that the Taliban are attending the talks. However, the UN has denied that the latest round of talks in Doha are meant to pave the way for international recognition for the Taliban. The conference in Doha is also seen participation by the EU, OIC and SCO. India has legitimate economic and security interests in Afghanistan. New Delhi is of the view that the international community must focus on combating terrorism, humanitarian assistance, formation of a truly inclusive government and preserving the rights of women, girls and minorities. Securing its investments in Afghanistan is also a priority for India, as it is working on close to 500 projects in the country, spread across all 34 provinces. Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan have taken an important decision to use the water streams of Chambal, Parvati and Kalisind for both the states. An MOU has also been signed between the two states for the implementation of the project. We have more from a correspondent.
The agreement of Parvati, Kalisind, Chambal Interstate River Link Project will increase drinking water and irrigation facilities in 13 districts of Madhya Pradesh, including Morena, Gwalior, Shivpur and Rajgarh. 13 districts of Rajasthan will also benefit from this project. The River Link Project is worth around 72,000 crore rupees. Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav said that this is an innovation as well as manifestation of the federal spirit of our country. On this occasion, Rajasthan Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma said that our common policy is to take both the states forward. Completion of this project will lead to the progress of both the states. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued orange and red alerts over northwest, east and northeast India to the next 3 to 4 days due to heavy to very heavy rainfall. We have more from a correspondent.
The IMD said that heavy rainfall will prevail over parts of Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, East Rajasthan and Uttar Pradesh till the 3rd of this month. In East and Northeast India, these conditions will be present over Bihar, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura during the next 2 to 3 days. In West India, heavy rainfall conditions will affect Gujarat, Central Maharashtra and Goa till the 4th of this month. The weather agency said that no significant change in maximum temperatures is expected over most of the country. Adarsh for Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Indian stock indices gave a stellar performance in the June quarter of the current fiscal. During the April-June period, Indian stock market capitalization increased by 13.8%, the highest among the top 10 stock markets. Currently, the Indian equity market is the fifth largest stock market in the world with market capitalization of $5 trillion. Between April and June, the market valuation of U.S. markets, the world's largest stock market, increased by 2.75% to $56 trillion. The valuation of China's equity market, the world's second largest stock market, has declined by 5.59% between April and June. The capitalization of the Chinese stock market has reduced to $8.6 trillion. India has initiated an anti-dumping probe pertaining to glass fiber imports from China, Thailand and Bahrain following a complaint from a domestic player. If confirmed, anti-dumping duties can be imposed. Director General of Trade Remedies, DGTR, initiated the anti-dumping investigation based on the evidence submitted by the applicant concerning the dumping of the product. The DGTR is the Commerce Ministry's investigation arm and can recommend imposing anti-dumping duties on the imports. However, that final decision is taken by the Finance Ministry. Anti-dumping probes are conducted to find out if domestic industries have been hurt because of large surge in cheap imports. These duties are imposed under the multilateral regime of the World Trade Organization, WTO. The duty is for ensuring fair trading practices and creating a level playing field for domestic producers. The annual pilgrimage of the Sri Amarnath Ji in South Kashmir Himalayas is going on smoothly with each passing day with religious fervor and gaiety. The 52-day-long Amarnath Yatra will conclude on the 19th of August this year, on the auspicious occasion of Shravan Purnima, which also coincides with the festival of Raksha Bandhan. We have more from a Srinagar correspondent.
As many as 28,534 pilgrims visited the holy cave shrine of Shri Amarnath Ji to have darshan of the naturally formed Aishwaryalingam since the commencement of pilgrimage this year. Stringent security arrangements have been put in place for the smooth conduct of the yatra. As per the reports, there is a huge rush of pilgrims at Twin Base Camps of Nunwan and Balthal. Thousands of yatris have reached the Twin Base Camps from different parts of the country to embark upon the holy yatra of Shri Amarnath Ji. Meanwhile, a fresh batch of 6,461 yatris left the Bhagwati Nagar Base Camp in Jammu in the wee hours today. This is Sunil Kohl for Akashwani News from Srinagar, Kashmir.
In Gujarat, the CBI has arrested the owner of a private school in connection with alleged malpractice in the NEET UG examination. This school was one of the examination centers where the NEET UG exam was held on May 5th. The CBI team will produce the owner before the court in Ahmedabad to get the remand. With this, the total number of arrests in this case has gone up to 6. Earlier, Gujarat police had arrested 5 persons in connection with the case for demanding 10 lakh rupees from at least 27 candidates to help them clear the exam. After the Gujarat government had handed over the probe to CBI, the CBI team is investigating the case, and so far the team has sought the remand of 4 accused till July the 2nd. The Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, has announced a massive prize money of 125 crore rupees for Team India after winning the ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2024. The announcement was made by BCCI Secretary Jay Shah following India's iconic victory at the Kensington Oval Saturday night. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said, "The team has showcased exceptional talent, determination and sportsmanship throughout the tournament." Mr. Shah also congratulated all the players, coaches and support staff for this outstanding achievement. Rohit Sharma-led Team India has created history by becoming the first team to ever win the T20 World Cup, not having lost a single game throughout the tournament. Jay Shah also released a media statement yesterday congratulating the men in blue on a job well done. In women's test cricket, South Africa will resume the second innings on day 4 of the one-off test match against India at the M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai this morning. South Africa were 232 for 2 at stumps yesterday. They are still trailing by 105 runs. Earlier, India bowled out the Proteas for 266 in the first innings, forcing to face follow-on. Spinner Sneha Rana scalped 8 South African wickets to become the third woman to bag an 8-for in test cricket. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra.
Thank you, Abhishek. New criminal law kicks in, leads the Pioneer. Curtains on IPC, CRPC as new criminal law kicks in, writes the Hindustan Times. Modi lauds Constitution and Election Commission as he resumes Mann Ki Baat, reports the Asian Age. The Hindu Business Line quotes U.S. Ambassador to India, Eric Garcetti, as saying, Indo-U.S. defense companies betting big on each other for next 20 to 30 years. General Upendra Dwivedi takes charge as 30th Army Chief, reports the Indian Express. Theatre commands, Agnipath, LAC new Army Chief's priorities, writes the Tribune. While another related story, the Times of India writes, first time Army-Navy Chiefs from same school and class. Exit polls show victory for far-right in the first round of France election, informs the Hindu. And finally, BCCI announces 125 crore rupees cash prize for T20 World Cup triumph, reports Financial Express. With that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. 3 new criminal laws come into force. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar meets Qatar Prime Minister, reviews bilateral relations. India joins UN-led conference in Afghanistan in Doha. IMD issues orange and red alerts for heavy rain in northwest, east and northeast India for the next 3 to 4 days. Indian equity markets surge nearly 14% in April-June quarter of the current fiscal, highest among top 10 stock markets. India initiates anti-dumping probe into import of glass fiber from China, Thailand and Bahrain. And BCCI announces massive prize money of 125 crore rupees for Team India after winning T20 World Cup. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.